Osiris.
Southern Songs and Stories is a documentary series on the artists, music, and culture of the South, with interviews, songs, a good bit of history, and insights into how all of it fits together. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, inviting you to come explore the music of the South and the artists who make it on Southern Songs and Stories.
You're listening to Which Is Better with Brad Edwards, Gary Fletcher, Sean Parrott, and most importantly, me, Mark Anunson. Also, that monkey guy.
Hey, pass the marshmallows, bro.
Here you go, buddy.
Thanks.
Would you like some Hershey's as well?
Oh.
Are we allowed to say Hershey's?
Yeah. Would you like some generic chocolate as well?
Generic chocolate.
Yeah.
Do you want a Graham cracker?
It's just Graham spelled like G-R-A-M.
Actually, a gram of cracker.
It actually weighs 1 gram, actually.
Yeah.
All right, you knuckleheads.
Okay.
This fire is so toasty.
Yeah,
it is.
It's warm.
I can hear it crackling.
What should we do?
I don't know. Could you maybe, Uncle Brad? Could you maybe tell us a story?
All right.
Hey, Brad?
Yes.
Could you tell us a scary story?
Oh, all right.
About a murderer?
Well.
Or someone?
We'll saddle up. Hey, boils and ghouls. Do you like stories about witches?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, this terrifying tale is called Witches Better.
Oh. Double entendre.
Yeah. It was a dark, cold night.
Ooh, like tonight.
Not unlike this very night.
Just like tonight.
It was in October of many years ago. October is the darkest and creepiest of all months. Yeah. After Yay. February. Mm-hmm. On a Tuesday.
Oh my God.
Which we all agree is hands down the scariest weekday of the week.
Rhymes with booze day.
And on a dark, dusty road, rumbled along a dirty old car with a dirty driver. With a dirty, dark purpose.
Oh my God.
That purpose? Revenge!
Revenge.
The driver was a raggedy old bonobo.
Oh my God.
Blessed with the powers of sentience and had only one arm. And as he rumbled down this dirty, dirty road, covered in dirt. Up ahead, in the distance, in his headlights, he saw a hitchhiker.
No.
So he pulled up alongside the hitchhiker.
Don't do it.
He'd never pass up roadhead. Maybe, you never know.
Oh.
So he pulls up to a beautiful man.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Decked out in a ballroom gown. And he rolls down the window and he says, "Hello, would you like a ride?" And his stuttering, evil robot voice. And this hitchhiker said, "Hi, yeah, my name's Bloody Brad. And my car broke down. Could you give me a ride to the prom?"
Mm.
And he said, "Sure, I get in." And he got in. And they drove in uncomfortable silence for several minutes.
Oh, my God.
And pretty soon, up ahead in the distance, they saw another being in the beams of the light of the headlights.
A bean?
Yes, a human bean.
A chili bean?
No. A person.
Okay.
And as they pulled up, they saw a gorgeous man with a hook for a hand. And they pulled up and rolled down the window, and the driver said, "Hello, would you like a ride?" And the hitchhiker said, hi, my name's Sean the Hooker. I have a hook, my hand's a hook, and I go, yeah, with it, I go, yeah, and I go, okay, get in. So he got in. It wasn't too long till they saw ahead a third and probably final hitchhiker on the side of the road.
I don't want to know who this
no.
is.
They pulled up.
No.
And they saw the sexiest ass motherfucker makes pussies drool. They can't roll up on this dude, rolls down the window and says, "Hey, would you like a ride?" And the guy says, "Oh, yeah, how are you doing? My name's Gary the Ribbon Neck. Oh, I need a ride." So got in the car, and they're rumbling down the road. And then Sean, who had just fucked up the interior of this back seat with his hook, was like, "So, hi, my name's Sean. What's with the, how do I say this? You have a ribbon on your neck. How do you, your ribbon?" And this ribbon was a tight ribbon around his neck. That's how he had the name Gary the Ribbon Neck.
That makes sense.
Around his neck was a ribbon. But this ribbon was like black. What? And it was fucking huge because he had this long ass neck.
He did.
He had like, you know, in like car commercials when someone gets someone a car for a gift.
Yeah.
And they have that big bow with the ribbon. He had that rib. He somehow got his hands on this ribbon that doesn't exist in real world, only commercials. Yeah. And a black one at that. And he had that fastened tight around his neck.
Huh.
And he's like, "Well, the deal is, if I cut this ribbon off, my head will fall off." And Sean the Hooker was like, wow. Well, my deal is I escaped from an insane house, and I just kill teenagers that are fingering, and I kill them. I go, "Ah!" And I go, "Ah!" And then Brad was like, "Yeah, and I'm a ghost. I actually died on my way to the prom many years ago, and now I'm a ghost, and you picked me up."
Huh.
And they all asked Jonathan, the guy's driving his name, Jonathan, what's with you? What's your story? And he's like, "Well, many years ago, I had I put my finger in a duck." She didn't like it.
Oh, no.
Nope. So she cut off my arm, and the villagers were so proud of me for trying to save her soul that they gave me a golden arm. And then one night when I was asleep, it was stolen by a boy, and I am off to find him and kill him. And the three guys were like, "Hey," because they all knew each other from before this.
Yeah.
Like, "Hey, we know a guy who can get you a golden arm. His name's Mark. He's a financial whiz. We'll get him on the phone. We'll call him up and figure out how to get you an arm." So they got on the phone and they called up Mark, and he was like, "Hey, hello, friends. Hi, Mark Nelson." And they were like, "What should we do to get this golden arm?" He's like, "You should start a podcast." And he hung up. And they were like, that's in that moment. They knew what they had to do, and they vowed to the moon and the stars that they would start a podcast. And they looked all gathered around and looked in the rearview mirror, and they chanted these magic words thrice. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Turn around, look! It's a podcast! Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm freaked out.
Yeah. You guys, we got any, you going to do some polls? Are you going to be able to even do this? Well, it's Halloween time, man. We got to be scary.
I'm fucked up.
In these polls, we've got, this is all vampire-y stuff, man. Blade versus Underworld. The Blade Trinity versus the Underworld trilogy. Blade sliced up the competition.
That works.
With 67% to Underworld's 33%. A more mystical number, but not enough to win. Sorry, Underworld, you went under.
Yeah, good fucking luck.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of the Underworlds.
I saw the first one.
I like them. They're fun. They're kung fu vampires with guns and shit. And
I mean, the only reason why I wanted to see it is because it looked like The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
It's very Matrix.
Yeah, that was when everything was Matrixy.
It was real Matrixy. Sean, you want to do the next one?
Oh, I do. Actually, could Gary do this one? Because I've never had either of these cereals.
Oh, okay.
I had them both today.
What?
All right, get booed up.
Gary!
Count Chocula versus Frankenberry. Count Chocula sunk its
fangs?
Cardboard boxes into the competition with 67% to 33%.
Yeah.
Count Chocula is good. I mean, it's essentially Cocoa Pebbles.
You know?
Oh, is it?
I think so.
I feel like these...
But doesn't it have marshmallows as well?
No, it's got blood in them.
So it's Cocoa Pebbles with blood?
Blood pockets inside. Yeah.
I love...
Blood pockets?
Yeah, they don't know where they get it.
Are they like Tide Pods, but they're full of blood?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
They're condoms, yeah. Condoms filled with blood, like the Hollywood special effects.
I had booberry for the first time ever.
How was it?
Within this year. It was fine, and I've got an idea. It wasn't flavorful enough.
Really?
So what I'm thinking I can do is soak some booberry in milk, run that through a strainer, save that cereal milk, and use that milk to pour on a real bowl of blueberry, and then maybe have a powerful...
That's a good idea.
I'm going to try
that. Should be a Brad's tip if it works out.
I haven't tried it, so I can't vouch for that tip. I have yet to try it.
Maybe you need to do a combo pack with Frankenberry and blueberry.
Ooh, I could do blueberry milk on Frankenberry cereal.
Frankenberry would be a much better cereal if it was just like Golden Grahams sewed up to Fruit Loops.
Oh, and, good point.
Yeah, like a freak cereal.
Yeah, Fruity Yummy Mummy. Fruity Yummy Mummy is much more Franken.
What is Fruity Yummy Mummy?
Fruity Yummy Mummy was in this vein. You know, there's Fruit Brute, which is the werewolf cereal.
There is a werewolf.
Fruit Brute.
Okay.
And Fruity Yummy Mummy didn't really make it. Count Chocula and Frankenberry are the big,
I got my wife, Al Frankenberry.
Wow.
It grabbed her tits.
Oh, dang.
That's depressing.
Yeah, it is. He lost his job over that.
Well,
all he did was assault a woman.
He should have been a Republican. They just keep joking.
That's true.
Sean, you want to do the final poll?
Yes, I do. First, I want to ask, were you saying Teen Wolf versus Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the TV show, or just versus any incarnation
of? Yeah, just, her spirit.
Well, so, there was a TV show for Teen Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
There was a TV show called
it's on now.
Teen Wolf that is nothing to do with the movie.
Yeah.
Really?
It's on. I think it's still on.
What the fuck? Okay. Teen Wolf versus Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Teen Wolf sunk its vans into Buffy.
Styles.
And 78%.
Wow.
I mean, that's one of our biggest wins.
That's a pretty good win.
We rarely get over 70%. People are mostly like, I don't know. But
dang.
I think there is an inherent likability from Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Mm. And also, we love him even more now that he came out with, what does he have, MS, right?
Parkinson's.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And we love him even more because we're like, he's just...
lycanthropy? What is it when you're a werewolf?
No, he's got lycanthropy. Maybe that's what it is.
He's got Parkinson's.
He's got to jump off this shit. Wasn't there Teen Wolf 2? And it was...
Jason Bateman.
Bateman, that's who it was. I was going to say Scott Bakula.
That would be cool, too.
I'm thinking of Scott Dracula. Okay. Is that all the polls?
That's all the polls.
Well, dang. Let's check our messages. We got any messages?
Yeah, we got some messages.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Brad, Sean, this is Gary. I repeat, do not listen to that Gary that is there. That is not the real Gary. He's got me trapped. Oh, my God. He's coming. Don't listen to him. He's lying. Bye.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, that was weird.
Wait a minute.
All right. So the next message.
No, don't skip that.
Next text is
No, we got to address that. Gary, are you the real Gary?
Of course.
Because everyone knows you don't sound like Gary. Gary sounds like this.
Look, if I wasn't the real Gary, could I laugh like this? All right. Next message.
You got me there.
That's
what you sound like.
This is from a fan of the show, Alyssa. I'm Gary Fletcher. She says, which is better, summer or autumn?
Which is better, summer or autumn? Are we talking about some bitches she knows down at the fucking spin class?
Wow.
Look,
I actually did have a student name. She was not a bitch, but I had a student name on him.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a name.
Huh.
It's a weird to have a name that is a season because it seems like... Are you only viable for 3 months out of the year?
I knew a spring. I knew an autumn.
Spring seems weird. Ing is like a weird first name sound.
I think
spring.
I do know a summer.
Hey, spring.
I used to know someone, or I used to date someone named Winter Solstice.
What?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Her middle name was Fall.
No, it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
Gary.
Yeah.
This is more Gary shit. Are you the fake Gary?
Huh.
Who knows?
And also, why would you pretend to be Gary?
Wow. Dang.
It's a good point.
He got body snatched.
Yeah.
Oh, did you get body snatched, Gary?
Look, that guy was...
You have to tell us if you're body snatched. Look, that's the law.
No one can Gary, come here. Let me hold this tape measure up to your neck. 2.3 meters. Gary, or whoever you are.
Yeah. All right, you guys like the goatee I got?
I love your really, really black eyebrows. I like, they're so pointy.
I like how the whites of your eyes are black and the irises are yellow.
You guys like my t-shirt that says Gary on it?
Yeah, why has it got bloody handprints?
Oh, no reason. So,
Hang on. Jonathan's handing me something.
Oh.
Okay. Jonathan. All right. It says, no one says grandmom. Yeah, we know. We're trying to keep it spooky tonight,
yeah,
buddy.
Jesus,
this is like
man.
A Halloween-y one. Okay, God. No one's. They said grandmother. They said grandma. No one says grandmom. Good point, Jonathan.
May I ask a follow-up question?
Yeah.
Do you think Grand's biscuits are named after grandma?
Oh.
I never ever thought of that just until just now.
What about Grand's crackers?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is. Those sound good.
What about Grand's Torino? Is that because
he's old?
Clint Eastwood's old as yeah, AF?
Probably.
Hmm.
Old as AF.
Yes.
As asthma. He's
an ATM machine. All right, guys. Now it is time.
Asthma mouth machine.
That's what I am.
I made a withdrawal.
You don't want to make a deposit.
No.
Okay. Now it's time for Brad's tip.
Okay.
Brad's tip. Now I know you want to talk to the dead. You want to talk to spirits and stuff. But come on, guys. It's just not that easy to do. But something you can do.
Okay.
Commune with your drunk self.
Yeah.
Just get drunk.
Yeah.
And then look in the mirror. And ask yourself questions. You're going to find out things.
Oh, yeah.
The unfiltered truth.
Wow.
And you'll get, it's like magic. It's as close to magic as we get. Yeah. Yeah.
The Gathering?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that's Brad's tip. And now it is time.
That's a really good tip. Thank you.
Yeah. It's time for Colin Market Nuts.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was trying to do a Mark impression earlier, and I don't nail it. So say something for me, please.
Hello, Brad. How are you today?
Oh, hello, Brad. Hello, Brad. No, I can't do it. Hey, buddy. How have you been?
I've been fantastic. It's a great Monday.
Yeah.
National Indignant People. Or
oh wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
Indignant.
Oh, we're not allowed
Mark.
To say what?
Hey, hello. I can do my joke that I do once a year. Hey, guys, I think it's time we put Christ back into Christopher Columbus
what?
Day.
What?
Whoa.
He was not a good guy, but hey, man, history is written by the winners. And then later on by people who were just trying to sell some books.
Italians.
And then adopted by Italians because they were marginalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever think of that, Mark?
I didn't hear a word you said. Something about Italians.
We got a question for you.
Okay.
A financial question that is apropos to tonight's topic.
Oh.
Could you tell us about investing in silver?
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Well.
Is that a good investment? Besides supernatural reasons.
No.
No?
No, not really.
Really? Is it? Okay, please explain.
So, here's some good things about silver. It's not expensive.
No?
It's fairly cheap.
Oh.
To get into it. Yeah, it's only 15, 16 bucks an ounce or something like that.
Wow.
So if you want to buy some and put it in a safety deposit box and pray that one day it's worth $20 an ounce, you can do that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. If you have no investments,
mm-hmm.
right, and you're like, man, I need to invest my money, like putting it in silver is one of the worst things you could do.
Okay, but
it really doesn't do anything.
Okay, but what about silver dollar pancakes?
Oh,
whoa!
Could you make?
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
What about the silver beetles? That would have been something to get on the ground floor of.
Huh.
Got him.
But
roasted.
Here's the thing, though: if you have a ton of money
mm-hmm.
and it's invested in different things, there's nothing wrong with putting your money in silver and gold or other commodities like that.
Okay.
Precious metals as a hedge.
Okay.
Right? Like, as soon as the stock market starts going way down or people panic, the price of gold and silver goes up.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
So, having it as a mix, small part of your portfolio, a lot of people do that. But if you're just like, I want to get into investing, I'm going to invest in silver.
So, well, if you do that
you
as...
Just don't. Just go spend your money.
Just part of your diversification, you could.
Yes.
Sean here.
Hey, Sean.
What would you say the percentage of silver you want is if you're going to hedge? Is it just like 1-2%, something small like that?
Under 5%.
Okay.
For sure.
Oh,
okay.
I was going to do a quarter.
And maybe the older you get, the more you buy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not very volatile. It doesn't go crazy in one direction usually.
It's worth more than I thought. I thought it was worth a dollar. You're also a gun owner, so I'd like to ask you, if someone's were in real life to melt down silver for bullets, would that even work? Is that something that, I mean, has anyone ever done that? I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know if, I'm sure people have done it. But yeah. Silver would work probably just fine as in a bullet.
Yeah, all right. So,
yeah, don't quote me on that.
What are you going to be for Halloween, Mark?
I'm going to be one of the silver bullet band members. Maybe the fat one.
All right.
Oh, I don't know boy. What they look like. They had to have a fat guy in there. Right?
Surely.
They had a bassist, so they must have had a fat guy.
A lot of drummers are really fat.
That's true. Yeah, really, anybody talented weird. Is fat.
All right, buddy. Well, we'll let you go put up your orange lights now and decorate your pumpkins. Thanks for your information.
All right, friends. Have a wonderful night.
Bye, Mark.
Enjoy the podcast.
Oh, good on Mark.
What a great guy.
Yeah, everybody else changes, but he's still the same.
He's got a big heart.
All right, and now it is time for Gary's special segment.
Hello, everybody. This is Gary's special time. I am the real Gary.
Doesn't sound like it.
This is Gary's I'm the real Gary corner.
Okay.
Just want to address the phone call. You guys might have heard what happened a few minutes ago. That guy who called in.
Yes, we did.
Was that a man?
I'm pretty sure it was a prank caller.
Okay.
But I just, you know, I wanted to put your all's unease to rest. I am the real Gary. If there's anything I can do to prove it to y'all, just let me know and I will be glad to.
I'm fine either way. Sean, are you worried about it?
I'm scared.
Okay, well, maybe appease Sean and prove to him.
Just do a good proof of you being Gary.
Okay, would the fake Gary know that Gary is tall?
Oh, would that's a really good point.
Gary know that the real Gary's on a podcast?
Okay.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
Not both things.
Okay. And also, I want to say,
what if he did research, though? What if he checked into Gary?
Yeah, but if you've only heard Gary on the podcast, you can't hear how tall he is.
Right.
No. You can kind of hear an echo from his neck.
Yeah.
An echo.
Yeah. And I want to say, too, if this Gary calls in again,
yeah,
I might, and I happen to come across him tied up in my basement, I'm going to fucking slit his throat.
Yeah. I'll tell you this.
Do you have a basement?
I do now.
Oh, okay, cool.
I built it last
night. One thing, Gary doesn't have a basement. Two things, Gary would have let that Necco thing roll out a little bit longer.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think that's giving me pause. Well, I'm willing to put you on a probationary period.
Well, I just want to say my friends, Brad Edward Prendergrass.
Yes.
And Sean Richard Parrott.
Yes.
That it's great to be your friend Gary Fletcher on this Which Is Better podcast.
It's good to be your friend.
So thank you. That has been Gary's tip.
Okay. Hey, Sean.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you've noticed. Is that like a little bit of a stem sticking out of the back of Gary's head?
It looks like a
plant vine.
It do look like sort of a spore.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Maybe he's dirty.
Sometimes Gary got spores.
Look, it's just a skin tag. The doctor said it'll bust after Easter.
Just don't have vigorous sex.
Right.
A skin tag full of juice.
It's got pumpkin seeds in it. It happens every Halloween.
You just roast them. Well, I guess we'll put a pin in that for now because I don't know what to do about it. Whoever you are, as long as you can edit,
either way, I'm having a great time.
Either way.
Classic Gary laugh.
All right.
I'm so confused.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, now it's time for Sean's Corner.
I'm sorry to do this, guys.
Oh, boy.
But I have to tell you, I put out a record.
What?
We mentioned it briefly last week. We actually mentioned it for kind of a long time last week.
Yeah.
But I'm re-mentioning it.
Yay.
Because not only is it for sale on Bandcamp, just my name, SeanParrott.bandcamp.com, but it's also on Spotify. It's on your Apple Music. It's on your Amazon Music. Mm-hmm. It's on your Deezer.
Is it available on LeetPad?
It is on LeetPad.
Okay. Whoa.
It's on some weird like Russian thing. Mm-hmm. Occasionally I'll get like a single stream from some weird thing in Russia.
Hmm.
It's on stuff in India.
Dang.
I have a song called Life is a Highway, so I get streams all over the world with people thinking that it is that song, but it is not that song. But that is not on the new record. Check out The Hag, would you? Mm-hmm. It's for fans of one, my music. If you like my music, you'll like it. But also if you like John Carpenter, if you like Goblin, if you like other spooky horror movie soundtracks, check it out, please. The old Gary listened to it and told me he liked it. I don't know about this Gary.
I loved it.
Oh.
I've probably heard it more than anyone, if you consider you mixing it through the wall.
Yeah, it was a lot.
No, it's extra interesting to me.
It is good to make love to.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you fuck to it?
I did.
Okay.
I was like, man, my buddy can sing. Yeah.
Okay, now that sounds like Gary. Yeah.
That is the real Gary.
And oh, thank God. Good.
Sounds like this is an ad.
Hey, this is Nat Keefe from Hot Buttered Rum. This podcast is part of the Osiris Podcast Network.
That was an ad. And now, boils and ghouls. And whatever Gary is, it's time for Which Is Better?
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now.
Which is better? Vampires versus werewolves.
Whoa.
Vampires versus werewolves. VW.
Whoa. What does that mean?
Yeah. I don't know. What could that mean?
The VW Cheadle. It's like a...
Like Don Cheadle?
Yeah, it's he's a car. It's the new Love Bug.
That would actually be pretty great.
New Love Bug movie.
I would watch that. Yeah. I like Don Cheadle.
He's great.
Well, how about gut reactions for this topic?
Man, I was mulling this over today, and I had a couple monitors open trying to, look at things and compare and contrast, and I still can't decide, but I'm leaning towards vampires.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Huh, Sean?
This is very rare for me, but I am almost completely undecided right now.
Really?
I just don't know.
Yeah.
I tell you, I've for years spent hours a day thinking about this.
Yeah.
Debating it to myself and others. And
you're just like, no, stupid. Yeah, it's a stupid idea.
Murmuring and muttering.
You've got a werewolf on your shoulder and a vampire on your shoulder.
Blah, you love Dracula, don't you?
No, you love the werewolf, man.
What about, look at that. Firmly.
Yes.
Prefer werewolves.
I knew you were going to say
werewolves. May I ask a follow-up question, Brad?
Yes.
If a werewolf, an unchanged human werewolf, sees a butt, does it turn into a werewolf?
It turns into a horn dog.
Oh!
Or a poon hound, depending upon the incarnations.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember in high school when I wrote my own zine. I had a werewolf a guy who turned a werewolf when he saw, because we mooned a lot when I was in high
Brad
school.
Brad magazine.
It was like
a
goth Russell Troll and like a stoned Smurf. It was pretty fucking dope.
Stoned Smurf?
Stony Smurf, yeah. His hat and pants were tie-dyed. And he smoked weed, rode around on a chicken.
That's good.
Yeah. But we're talking about werewolves and vampires today. Now, before we get too deep into anything, we need to acknowledge that you got to cite your sources.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different versions of this. Now, we can go into ancient lore.
Yeah.
Vampires are, of course, based off of Jesus Christ. They drink blood. They die. They come back.
Yeah.
That's what a vampire
is.
What? As are werewolves.
Yeah. Well, werewolves were invented in 1928 by a man named Johnny Werewolf, who was trying to find a way to kill chickens quicker.
Huh.
And all this other stuff came out of that.
Dang.
Actually, in ancient times, there were all kinds of were things. Were pigs, were creatures of all types and
were-rabbit.
Just something about yeah.
Curse of the were-rabbit.
And something about the wolf kind of
scary.
It's like, you know, because Facebook, how did Facebook end up winning out of MySpace and Friendster and all the things?
VHS.
Google Circles.
How did VHS beat Betamax?
Yeah. So there must have been some profit motive for werewolves. So I'll follow the money. Silver. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And vampires, you know, in a lot of different cultures, there's fear of the dead coming and feeding upon the living. And there are theories that when you would bury a person before embalming, you know, the gums that, lips would recede and kind of look like your teeth can't, you know, and people would think vampires.
Okay.
Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler.
Yes.
Kicked it off pretty good. But when I...
He kicked it off pretty good.
He got it rolling.
He really, he got a good start going.
So I'll say, I wrote a story one time with these monster hunters and I had like classifications for all these different things, but it's so complicated going to what we'll just say is we'll cite the source of like, we'll say a Twilight vampire or a Blade vampire or a Van Helsing werewolf,
a Matrix vampire.
So anyway, just when we're talking about a thing, just we'll say whatever.
Okay.
So we've got all types of types. Okay. So question one. And we sort of talked on this, and let's just go ahead and get this settled once and for all.
Yeah.
Count Chocula versus Fruit Brute.
Oh, shit.
I'm still going Chocula.
Just based on name alone, I will say Count Chocula.
I would say...
Also, I realized I lied earlier. I have had Count Chocula, but not in milk.
Oh.
A while ago, someone had some at work.
Weird.
And they said, do you want some of this? But I never put milk on it. But it tasted like chocolate cereal. To me, it tasted good.
Did you know that Count Chocula and Blackula are the same guy?
I wish. Actually.
Yes.
I had a horrifying nightmare about Count Chocula.
Really?
I just remembered this.
Let's
years and years and years ago.
About Count Chocula.
Yes. I don't know what the fuck. It was just one of those ones where, like, I was in my attic when I was a kid, but I don't know when the fuck I had this dream.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like Count Chocula, but it was like... It was like he was Dracula.
But he was really
I was just scared
you.
Of... So he was running around trying to kill me.
Wow.
And I just remember waking up and going like, oh, well, that won't be scary to anyone.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
me but just, in that moment.
Sometimes the feelings attached to a dream, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are so fucking... Yeah.
But I don't even know why, because like I had very little contact with Count Chocula.
Huh.
It was just like, remember...
Oh, shit.
Count Chocula molested you.
I got molested by him. Oh, that'd be really depressing.
I don't have enough chocolate on my penis.
Oh, you don't like milk, do you?
Wow, man.
Yeah.
That's heavy shit.
Let's see here.
What was the question?
I'd say
Sorry.
Fruit Brute didn't succeed. I don't think they even make it anymore.
No.
Count Chocula is hands down the... biggest winner out of the...
It crushed.
What are those? G Mills? General Mills?
General Mills. Not that success indicates quality.
Right.
Necessarily. But, well, I mean, Count Chocula is the only one we can even guess at.
I'm going Chocula.
Yeah, okay, Count Chocula.
Fruit Brute sounds like a gay bully.
It does sound...
Yes. Fruit Brute, yeah.
Fruit Brute.
But no. Like a cool one.
Yeah.
But like, he's like... Like, you're at the Pride Parade, and you see someone just, like, smashing through windows, and you're like, whoa, my.
I think they should make a peanut butter cereal and call it Creature from the Black Lagoon.
That'd be good.
Because it's a
legume.
Yeah.
Legume.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I like it.
Legume.
Legume.
Legume. Okay.
Legume?
Movies.
Okay.
Movies.
Vampire movies.
Okay.
We got Dracula.
Yes.
We got... different incarnations of Dracula.
Yes. Many
Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Twilight.
Yeah.
Blade Trinities.
Yes.
By the way, Sean.
Yeah.
Particularly, you'll be interested to know that there was, in 2006, a Blade series, a television series.
What?
Yeah.
Starring a dude named Sticky Fingers.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
isn't he a
rapper?
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
on some Shady LP.
Yes.
Well. I don't know who he is. All I know is he's Blade in a TV series.
Nice. Yeah.
Movies, Lost Boys, Nosferatu, Underworld, as we talked about. Let the Right One In, Sean.
That's good.
I like Let the Right One In.
What We Do in the Shadows is a funny thing. Mm-hmm. Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie.
Sure.
Van Helsing, which also had werewolves in it.
Yeah. Van Helsing is trash.
I mean, how
but
many
it's
more
fun. there's vampire movies. There's a classic called Vampire, V-A-M-P-Y-R.
Oh, yeah.
By Carl Theodore Dreyer film. It's, like, super surreal, lots of cool effects, mm-hmm. like camera effects and shit. It's fun. There's a Romero movie called Martin that's kind of interesting. It's kind of hard to tell in that one if he is a vampire or if he is just a guy who sharpens his teeth and bites people.
Oh, yeah.
It's like kind of fucked up, but it's pretty good.
Is it Daybreak? And there was like
Night Watch and Day Watch.
Those were good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Timur Bekotama Kamandakov.
Shadow of the Vampire.
Shadow of the Vampire is quite good. About a vampire. About Nosferatu, yeah.
The list goes on and on. Let's do some werewolf movies. We've got Wolfman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And American Werewolf in London.
Yes.
And it also comes back to Paris.
Paris. I'm pissed.
The Howlings.
Mm-hmm.
1 through 50 or however many Howlings there were. Wolf.
Dogs. Dog Soldiers.
Yeah.
Oh, Dog Soldiers. We just watched Dog Soldiers.
It's fine.
Okay. It's all right. Teen Wolf.
Oh, Teen Wolf classic. Is good.
Also, Underworld, I guess, is not... I think that's a thing, is a lot of werewolf stuff is...
Vampires.
They're in a vampire
thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then very rarely is there, like, a mainly werewolf thing. And mm-hmm. then
there aren't that many just werewolf things.
No.
And, like, Monster Squad is all of them.
Yeah. Monster Squad's all of them. A lot of them are... If there's a werewolf, there's gonna already be vampires.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So we'll go through TV shows and we'll see that this is true. Vampire, the TV show Vampire. True Blood. Buffy the Vampire Slayer has werewolves. Mm-hmm. Being Human. Supernatural. Oh, this is vampires. Dark Shadows has vampires. Vampire Diaries.
Preacher
has a... Yeah, Cassidy's a vampire. What We Do in the Shadows, Dusk Till Dawn was a series as well. Mm-hmm. Did we say that in
we
movies?
Didn't mention
Dusk
that.
Till Dawn.
We didn't say that in movies.
Okay, Dusk Till Dawn. Yeah, Castlevania, which is a cartoon, but still pretty fucking dope. TV shows for werewolves. There was a TV show called Werewolf. Do you guys remember that?
I don't.
No.
87 what? To 88. I remember it, and I remember loving it, because I was really into werewolves at the time.
Yeah.
And it was just a guy was a werewolf. It was basically the Incredible Hulk, except instead of turning into a...
And I was going to say the whole shorts situation is very similar to the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. Like, it's worse because there's a tail.
Werewolves always have,
tattered shorts.
It's like, let me cut a tail hole in my shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just because you can't have a wolf's penis in the movies.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, it would be like a little lipstick, like a dog's dick.
Ugh. Do they got a big dick, though?
Werewolves?
I guess we're going to talk about it later.
Well, yeah, we'll get there.
Save it.
There's a Teen Wolf TV show, as we mentioned. Buffy mm-hmm. has werewolves in it. Being Human also has werewolves in it. True Blood has werewolves in it. And that's basically the point we were making before.
Yeah.
I'm afraid, I mean, we can debate it if you want, but I'm afraid media is going to go
vampires,
to the vampires.
Man. Yeah.
They've just got it fucking locked down.
They got better press coverage.
Yeah.
They're in the news.
I mean.
Well, for one thing, it's easier financially to be a vampire.
Yeah.
It's just like gas station teeth.
Yeah. Teeth and acting like a fucking, you know, goof. Yeah, yeah.
Just wearing a red button up and
I think
a black
there's just
suit.
Better shit. It's like American Werewolf in London is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Wolfman's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. But like so many good like Blade 2's awesome.
Yeah.
Bram Stoker, the Coppola, Bram Stoker's Dracula with all those crazy fucking effects.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. The effects in that are nuts.
Oh, God. The acting is so fucking...
It's weird, man.
That really, like, took... It just... It took John Wick to get that taste out of my mouth.
Oh, for Keanu?
Yeah.
He's weird as fuck in that movie.
Bloody wolves chasing me through a blue volcano. What? What are you saying? Just stop it.
He's British, man.
He's British.
I'm British. There's just like more good and
the Van Helsing
Vampire's really good. Nosferatu is brilliant.
Yeah.
The movie Van Helsing with Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
Was not a good movie, but the effects are fucking dope in that.
Yeah.
The CGI werewolf in that is like, that's what I'd want to be if I were a werewolf. They're fucking huge. About an 800-pound fucking monster that's just like a wolf that has arms.
Yeah.
It's like, that's it. That's all you need.
You don't want to be an American Werewolf in London? Wolf?
Well, see, that's the thing. That kind of wolf is just a wolf. Like
it
a
is,
giant
yeah.
wolf. Like a Twilight wolf is just a horse-sized
mm-hmm.
wolf.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Media goes to them. All right, let's narrow this down a little bit and talk about Stephen King.
All right.
Silver Bullet versus Salem's Lot.
Oh.
Silver Bullet was a book movie.
Yeah.
And Salem's Lot was a book movie.
You know, I think maybe I just had Salem's Lot built up too much.
Yeah.
Because somebody's like, oh, fucking Toby Hooper. Oh, fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You got to see Salem's Lot. And I was like,
let down.
It's fine.
It also has the problem of its fangs are front teeth. Like, fangs, like later were canines, but that was still back close enough to Nosferatu and all this other shit where it was like a vampire's fangs were his buck teeth.
Which looks stupid.
It's like, I'm going to suck your blood.
Hey, you want I should suck your blood?
No.
He's just like biting their shoe.
I lost my keys. Can Silver you help me Bullet. Get in my car?
I'm trying to remember Silver Bullet. Is there a kid in a wheelchair in Silver Bullet? Probably.
There would have to be, right?
I think there is.
It's Stephen King. So there has to be a kid in a wheelchair.
He's the werewolf and he's still in the wheelchair.
Or maybe he crushes his wheelchair every time, so he has to buy a new wheelchair every time.
Okay, so better Stephen King.
I guess Silver Bullet, even though I think neither of those is really something I want to watch. Bullet.
Classic all time.
Yeah. Okay, better Sesame Street. The Count or Big Bad Wolf?
Oh,
remember the Big Bad Wolf?
I like the Count.
Yeah,
the way I mean, the way he counts.
Yeah,
it's classic. You know, he does the 1, 2, and 3. It gets me every time.
You know what? I'm disappointed in.
Yeah,
they're putting Sesame Street Muppets on farmer insurance commercials.
I know.
Now.
I saw that.
Yeah,
that's evil,
about
man.
Selling out. Yeah, fuck y'all.
And also,
fuck you, farmers insurance.
They're going to. Did I talk to you about this, Gary? They're going on HBO. Sesame Street is going on HBO. Yeah. So it's not on public television anymore.
Well, what I understood it is
God.
They're going on HBO. It's almost like a Patreon edition or something. Like it'll be on HBO, and then a few months later, that episode will be on PBS.
Okay. So well, that's not quite as bad.
Yeah.
You still get the episode.
Sorry, poor kids. You're not going to learn to read this year.
Yeah, you'll learn later.
Yeah.
You'll get to watch these old 70s fucking episodes before they had. Well, you know, it's like now they've got like a Muppet with her mom's on meth or some shit.
Yeah.
One has AIDS, I'm pretty
sure. One of them has AIDS.
Yeah.
One of them had AIDS.
Big
that
Bird.
Was a while ago.
Yeah.
They had AIDS.
Snuffleupagus. Yeah.
It's probably Oscar fucking rummaging around in needles, syringes and shit.
Yeah.
It is dangerous to be around there.
Yeah. He's probably got a staph infection at least.
Yes. Bacteria. Certainly he's got bacteria.
Oh, yeah. He must have like a yeast infection in his chest.
I got a yeast infection in my eyes.
That'd be really bad.
My ass has pink eye.
So the Count, man, vampires are killing it over here, guys.
That, I mean, they're good.
The Count is better, though.
He is.
Oh,
he's got a good look, too.
He's got a whole shtick.
He's like purple for some reason. Who knows why?
He's the Count.
How did it...
Oh.
It's weird, like, when things make the transition to children's entertainment. Like, so a vampire is like a horny... murderer who lives forever and then but it's just like he just counts he's got teeth and he counts
he's got fangs
he does
I think he goes out in daylight
I guess
he does
does he drink any blood? I mean, that's not canon,
maybe,
obviously.
Yeah.
It's why there's no kids that are recurring characters on the show.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good fit.
It's like they're all virgins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Except for the ones who hang out with Elmo.
No doubt. It'd be funny if he was doing community service. That's what Sesame Street was for all the people he killed.
He's just got to keep doing it
forever. You have to do community service forever. You're going to live forever, too.
Right.
So it's like
you
really bad.
You're trapped. All right. Let's do songs. And we'll start with Werewolves. Because why? Because everyone knows Werewolves of London by Warner Zevon. Zevon.
Warren Zevon?
Zevon. Zevon likes his werewolves. I Was a Teenaged Werewolf by the Cramps.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The song Werewolf by Cat Power, which you wouldn't know is about.
I forgot about her.
Lycanthropy.
Yeah. Is that some Misfits song or something?
GBH.
Okay.
That's about it for like blatant werewolf songs. I mean, I know A Wolf and Man is considered a werewolf song, sort of.
Uh-huh.
Like the Metallica song.
Oh, yeah.
Bark at the Moon. He's a werewolf.
Bark at the Moon is a werewolf song.
He's in the werewolf in the video.
Bark Side of the Moon.
Wolf Moon, Typo Negative, Gary's third favorite band. I don't know. Hungry like a wolf. Maybe that's
sure. Yeah.
Hey there, little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, that's pretty close.
By Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. And it's not a werewolf song, but you can't listen to Bad Moon Rising
without picturing a werewolf. You think about a werewolf.
Yeah. Vampire songs. Bullet with Butterfly Wings. The whole world is a vampire.
Oh, yeah. I never even thought of that.
Yeah. They say it's not. The Toadies say that Possum Kingdom is not a song about vampires, but it is. I think it is, if you listen to it. Possum Kingdom, listen to it and give us your own idea. Closer by Kings of Leon is a vampire song. Bloodletting by Concrete Blonde.
Yeah.
Vampires Will Never Hurt You, My Chemical Romance, Gary's third favorite band.
I love them. Black Parade, baby.
Yep. Dracula's Wedding by Outkast.
Yeah.
Love Song for a Vampire, Annie Lennox. That's Sean's 15th favorite band.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
We Suck Young Blood, Radiohead. That's not exactly about vampires.
Andre 3000. Dracula's Wedding with Khalees, I think.
It's a good song. Really? Yeah, Outkast. I don't even remember that one.
It's good.
All right.
May so, I offer up two?
Please.
One, there's a Rocky Erickson song called Night of the Vampire, and it's good.
Yeah.
It's spooky. Also, there is is it Alan Sherman? Mm-hmm. I think it's Alan Sherman has a song called My Son the Vampire.
Oh.
Got, these are all on my Halloween mega mix.
Guys, do yourselves a favor. Yeah. Check out Sean's Spotify playlist.
It's so long. It's really long.
It's spectacular.
It's just hours and hours and hours.
If you start it now, you might make it to Halloween.
Yeah. But those are both classics. Rocky Erickson has tons of good Halloween type songs. Mm-hmm. I don't think he has any werewolf songs, but he's got one called Two-Headed Dog that's really fucking good.
Vampire Weekend?
Yeah.
There's Hollywood Vampire.
Yeah.
Unknown Henson is a vampire, basically.
Is he a vampire?
Well, he's got kind of a vampire rockabilly.
I guess
stick.
That's true.
He's got vampire fangs. And he's unknown. He's spooky.
Whoa.
He'd rather not see his reflection in the mirror.
That's true. He's the voice of a squid belly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Keanu Reeves, Hollywood vampires, him and...
I have no clue.
Johnny Depp and...
Is Keanu Reeves in Hollywood Vampires?
Isn't he? I think he
is.
I know he had a band called Dog Star.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I love that band.
No, you don't. Music, man.
It sounds
like vampires again.
Yeah, damn. They're crushing it.
Yeah,
I mean, Werewolves of London
is good. Yeah,
really fucking good.
Yeah, and also Rob Zombie's Dragula, which is
Dragula's
about a car.
Yeah.
But are we gonna let that?
Dragula's fucking good, man.
Yeah, it rocks, man.
You know,
it really
who
does.
Yeah. And the Munsters car was the Dracula.
Yeah.
And we have a werewolf and a vampire in the Munster family.
Oh, yeah.
So who is better? Actually, we've got two. We got Grandpa's a vampire and Lily's a vampire.
Yeah.
Eddie's a werewolf. How?
I don't know. Who fucking knows,
yeah,
man?
Somebody's been fucking around.
He ain't half Frankenstein. I know that much.
I know he ain't half Frankenstein.
Unless Herman's dick is a wolf dick somehow.
Morticia been going to the damn veterinarian's office.
She's down at the pound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pound town. And yes, he means Lily Munster, not Morticia.
That's who I meant.
Don't call in.
Don't call in. Actually, do call in.
Yeah, the number is 1-931-492-9789.
That number again is 1-931-492-9789. If you're listening, real Gary, please, I don't know what you can do, but...
Don't call. Look, if I find you with the phone again, I'm going to...
Hey, what are you doing, Gary?
Sorry, guys. I got a little carried away.
We're trying Gary'd to get a
away.
Show.
I got carried away. I actually thought of that in the shower yesterday. That's crazy.
Got carried away?
Yeah, I got carried away in the shower.
That should be the new name of Gary's special segment.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we can have Brad Attitude.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Sean can be...
Sean Air. Hmm. Nothing sounds like...
Chantage.
Chantage.
Menage Chantois.
Yes. Yep.
Better costume.
Oh.
Vampire is easier.
Yes.
If you just have some... Like if you're a waiter and you have black pants.
Pop in your teeth.
Yeah.
Go to town. Yeah, and you can be any kind of fucking vampire too.
Yeah.
You can be a punk rock vampire.
I remember when I was a kid, I made a werewolf costume.
Yeah.
It's just, it was just terrible.
It's fucking hard, really hard to make a werewolf
costume. It's really hard to make a werewolf. I did the thing, you know, where you like take packing tape and you like roll it around itself so it's all sticky all the way out.
Yeah.
I like put a bunch of those on this, basically a bag I made.
Yeah.
And put thread on that and like just stuck it to it because I couldn't do hair.
Right.
It was just a mess. And then like I made a mouth out of I may have told this story before. I made a mouth out of like a clothespin and a sock. But like the way I'd bite on the clothespin and it would make the mouth open and close. And this kid, Barry, like whacked me in the face and like it hit and scraped the soft palate of my mouth.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it really sucked. And then he died.
Really?
Yeah, he got attacked by a werewolf.
That would be a fitting end.
The curse of the wolf.
I'll say I've seen a lot more better Dracula costumes.
Yeah, werewolves just are.
Yeah.
I mean, even like in the movies, like Dog Soldier, whatever, those were fine werewolves, but they still are obviously costumes.
It's weird.
Okay, so that damn costume's going to werewolves. All right, fuck, here we go. Bigger dick. Yeah, vampires. Bigger dick.
Fuck.
I think werewolves.
Yeah.
They get much larger.
They get bigger.
They get really big, too.
I don't know.
They're like 10 foot tall.
Yeah.
What is a dog's dick to body ratio?
I'm not sure.
Huh.
We should research this.
Let's go get a dog. Should.
Yeah.
Okay, Google, how?
Siri.
We're just showing it videos of dogs fucking.
Yeah. Like. Well, does a werewolf's dick get bulbous at the end? Like, you know how dogs will get stuck butt to butt? It's because their dick has swelled
up. He's got it. Yeah, I wonder if it's half man, half wolf penis.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Oh.
He's the dominant penis. Yeah. I think probably wolfy.
Probably.
Because a werewolf's head is just a wolf's head. Yeah. All right, next question. We'll go straight to it since it ties in.
Okay.
Which is sexier?
Vampires.
Oh.
Disagree.
Vampires.
They're corpses.
Yeah, but they're rich. They're stylish.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, but they're not like for the animal.
Yeah, well.
Like Nine Inch Nails.
Aren't werewolves like an analogy for rapists?
Hmm.
Oh, really?
I think so. I thought it was. So. Like the hunger, the thirst. You know,
well,
goes
I mean,
out.
I think a werewolf is like a drunk, a blackout drunk or something.
Oh.
Okay.
Which ties back to the Hulk thing, which is like you, again, depending
the
on
id,
which
unchecked.
Right. Yeah. To let that out, let the beast out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Fucking, what was it in Big Fish or whatever? There was a werewolf in that story. There's this thing of like you wake up the next day. What happened? Where was I? What did I do? I'm not responsible. I'm a fucking victim of this too. I can't even kill myself because I'm immortal. Oh, no. I'm a werewolf.
Oh no!
He's just laying in
a vampire,
field naked.
Yeah,
and he checks his phone and he like ordered a bunch of shit on Amazon. Oh my God!
I texted my ex.
No.
Oh no! All the texts are like, "Awoo!"
Yeah,
"Awoo!"
But I'm talking about in human form. I'd say a vampire is like a Wolverine. You know, sort of like a scruffy kind of like animalistic charm.
Probably. Yeah,
kind of like fucking. Musky,
stinks,
piss, smell like piss.
Hot piss.
Or a vampire.
Do you think a vampire is actually
necrophilia? It's a dead.
Do you think a vampire is actually cold though?
I think so.
You think their body is cold?
Well, again, it depends on which version we're talking about. Mm.
Vampires are hot. Late women vampires are.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'd let one kill me.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you'd be a vampire?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay. Sexier. Let's talk specifically about female. Okay.
Queen of the Damned. Wasn't she a vampire? Aaliyah?
Yeah,
Aaliyah.
She was.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Aaliyah wins then.
Okay. Good point.
R.I.P.
Yeah. That's sexy and all, but they're like, these are dead people. They're dead bodies. It's necrophilia. It's gross.
That's hot.
Is necrophilia worse than bestiality?
That's a good question, actually.
Man, I think it is not.
Because there's no victim.
I'm sure if like a horse is fucking a lady, there's no the victim is the lady. Like the horse is probably like the horse is like, cool, this is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love to fuck.
Right.
I don't care. But
like a farmer's sheep.
Yeah.
Situation.
That shit is, I mean, all of it is obviously horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think bestiality's worse. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Hmm.
If you're listening, call.
Gary, you got to pick one.
Call 1-931-492-9789. Tell us which is worse, right. Bestiality or necrophilia.
And you can't say both, you greedy fuckers.
Yeah.
I think if I had to, I'd have sex with a dead animal.
Which one?
A possum. A turtle. So you're never sure.
Turtle.
Sea turtle.
Speaking of animals, bats or wolves?
Wolves, man. Wolves are, yeah. Wolves are a lot cooler.
They, badass.
For one, they look so much smaller on TV, but then when you see them like at the fucking zoo, you're like, my God.
Yeah, they're scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, wolves are cool. Bats are, the idea of a bat is cool, but like a real bat is like this jittery, flittery
pathetic
kind of thing.
Yeah, they're pathetic.
Although bats have giant
so desperate
dicks.
Yeah.
Have you seen a bat dick?
No.
Their dick is big as them.
Weird.
It's really? Fucking insane. Their dick is enormous.
Why it gotta be so big?
I don't know.
Who do you think would like win a fight, like a wolf or a bat?
Like if they're the same size?
No, like
yeah,
just any yeah. just a regular wolf and a regular.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a hard question.
A really like a really badass bat would win because it can fly and swoop down and shit.
Yeah,
but for the most part, a wolf would win because they're badass.
That's a good point.
So, speaking of. I don't know if you peeked, but next question is win a fight. Vampire or werewolf?
Whoa.
In a lot of stories, the only thing a vampire's scared of is a werewolf.
Really?
The only thing, yeah. In Twilight, the werewolves kept vampires in check. And I think in the book True Bloods, the werewolves were more powerful. I know in the Van Helsing, the only thing Dracula was scared of was werewolves.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Vampires are fucking pieces of shit because holy water fucks them up. Garlic fucks them up. A crucifix fucks them up. Silver fucks them up and werewolves up.
Yeah.
Sunlight fucks them up.
Yeah.
That's half the day. 12 hours you can't exist or you'll die. That's fucking bullshit. That ain't fucking powerful. Mm-hmm. A werewolf, you can be a werewolf. You can breathe the fresh air. You can go out and go, I smell a rabbit was here. You have these heightened senses. You're like, oh, someone's having their period. I can smell it. And you're just like, yeah, I'm going to eat a fucking pie. And I'm going to fucking smoke a cigar. And I'm going to fuck my mate. And we're going to have a litter of fucking babies. And then I'm going to fucking run through the woods and catch a deer.
Yeah. I think a werewolf would win. And I feel like the reason why the vampire would lose is because of overconfidence on his part.
Mm.
He'd be like, ah, this werewolf's nothing, man. I got this.
Well, they can both regenerate. I mean, when I imagine a werewolf, I imagine, you know, like Howling Werewolf, where you get your arm ripped off, you grow a new arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know?
Who would win a fight? I think a werewolf would win a fight.
I think a werewolf would.
Yeah.
Which would you rather be? Stick your arm in this hole. Something's going to bite you. It might be a vampire. It might be a werewolf.
I want to be a vampire,
would you rather be? No way.
Just the lavish lifestyle and the just constant orgies. And
I think
you're
confusing being a vampire with being rich. You're still broke. You're just a vampire now.
No, you're rich, man. You got old money.
I mean, I think eventually you're rich.
Yes. I actually worked with a vampire.
No, you didn't.
I do.
I used to do ceiling tile when I was 16 years old with a person in our church.
That sounds illegal.
One day, it was. one week, this guy was going to help us out, and he was like this goth dude who was a construction worker.
Mm-hmm. What?
He had a black tool belt. He had all his tools were black.
That's awesome.
He had a black tape measure.
Really?
It wasn't even yellow. It was black.
What?
He like painted
no numbers on it.
Yeah, he couldn't tell anything. All the numbers were six. And he had his like teeth sharpened.
Uh-huh.
He had his eyebrows shaved off, black hair, and he would tell me he was like, yeah, I sleep in a coffin at night. I worked with this guy for a week, and he was a funny, nice guy, but just kind of a loser. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
So who would you rather be? You guys would rather be vampires.
Vampire. Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Well, did we miss anything?
I think we got it.
Gary?
I think that's it.
Gary? What's that number, Gary?
It's 1-666-666-666-666.
Okay. All right.
That's what I was going to suggest is that we do a howling contest.
Oh, that's really all good.
Right. Whoever has the best howl wins.
After you, Gary.
All right.
Ooh. Mm. Woo. That's really good.
Yeah.
Me? Oh.
It's got some dog vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty tortured. Okay, let me try.
That's really good.
Brad wins.
See, because I'm hungry like the wolf. I'm the wolf. I'm the only one wolf. All right, now, guys, do your best vampire hiss. Too much moisture.
Yeah.
I'm a vampire.
I'm a vampire. I'm not even going to do one because they're so stupid.
Whoa.
Well, guys, which was better?
It seemed like vampires.
God damn it.
I'm sorry.
God damn it.
Did it seem like vampires were, though?
They were, man.
I don't think they are, but it seems like, according to this show that we just did.
If they had more media, if they were, you know, better represented.
They're not represented.
No. We need to diversify our monster movies.
We need werewolf directors.
We need someone
so that we can have more movies about werewolves.
To stand up during a town hall on CNN and say, you ignore us. What do you mean, you people?
Sorry.
And Beto's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren's like, I was actually a werewolf.
I'm 1/19th werewolf, actually.
It is unacceptable that in this country, percentage of werewolves do not get the kind of attention they need.
Bernie the Vampire Slayer.
All right, guys. Well, I guess vampires won.
Congratulations, vampires, if you're listening.
Yeah.
All right. Well, even though they won, let's see if we can go out on one big group howl like a wolf pack.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Got questions or comments? Of course you do. Just give us a call at 931-492-9789 or message us at whichisbetterpod.com or whichisbetterpodcast@gmail.com or Facebook at whichisbetterpod or also, geez, how many of these do they have? Twitter at whichisbetterer. And if somehow none of these are to your liking, Instagram, whichisbetterpod. I recommend just calling.
Osiris.